This is the Texas Standard.
Do you remember the last election when a Democrat won any statewide office in Texas? The Texas-born producer for this segment doesn't. She wasn't even a kindergartner when Republican George W. Bush took over from Democrat Ann Richards in the governor's mansion. That was more than 20 years ago. But Houston Chronicle columnist Erica Greeter is making a bold prediction. She thinks next year, 2018, will be the year Texas turns blue again. Erica, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So a lot of people hearing this may think, okay, here we go again with this Texas turning blue stuff. And to be honest, we probably have been talking about this for the last 20 or so years. So what's your case for 2018?
Well, first of all, I would say, yes, a lot of people who saw this did have that reaction. You know, are you kidding? but my response was, no, I'm not kidding. I mean, I feel like the world has been kidding us all year long, right? So, I wouldn't have made this prediction, or I wouldn't have expected to make this prediction or to feel this way 2 years ago. But I also would not have expected to see a lot of things happening that we're seeing happening today. It's been a very, very long year, right? You know, every trend I see is kind of pointing in the Democrats' favor, apart from the fact that Californians keep moving to Texas.
I mean, you make this point that we're at an unusual moment. And what do you mean by that unusual moment? Just because of sort of presidential politics and sort of everything that we've seen in the news? Or what's unusual about it to you?
Well, I mean, yeah, certainly the presidential politics. But, you know, I think that even Trump's election, I mean, the trend is that in the national electorate, the more broader electorate that brought us the President Donald Trump, I think started in Texas a couple of years before that, right? I mean, we've seen before a very base-focused kind of party. I mean, the Republican Party's had so much power for so long that for as long as I've been running at Texas politics, I've had occasion to say, hey, you guys need to stop pandering to a small, tiny subset of Texas voters, because there's nothing wrong with being a primary runoff voter. I mean, I am one myself, but like they're not the only voters in the state, right? And we haven't seen a sort of recognition of that the past couple of years, right? We're seeing sort of discussions about bathroom bills and constitutional carry and sanctuary cities. And it's not kind of a focus on things like infrastructure, roads, schools. So you have at the moment this sort of Republican Party of Texas that has become very focused on what I would characterize as issues that are not top priorities for the state. Meanwhile, the president is Donald Trump. And, you know, there's this kind of layer of Donald Trump where, I wasn't really shocked that he won because he was a major party nominee, but I am kind of shocked like every day, like, whoa, that is really the president. You know, he's an unusual figure, right? It's not that he's a Republican, it's that he's Donald Trump. He's unusual.
You say that, but on the other hand, I think of moderates like Joe Strauss who are dropping out altogether, kind of giving way, it seems, to this more conservative side of the Republican Party.
Yeah, and I think, I talk to Texans all the time, and actually I talk to a lot of Republicans I've talked to Republican sources, including Republican sources who are in office, who are actually hoping the Democrats have a good year in 2018, because they feel like for Democrats to gain a significant number of seats in the legislature or in Congress will kind of be a wake-up call to other Republicans that they can't keep doing this. What I meant by the prediction is that, to me, turning blue means like winning at least one thing statewide, because once one Democrat does that, then everyone's going to be like, oh, wait, Democrats can do this again. There's candidates in every congressional district, in most of the House districts, for every statewide office. There's like a lot of candidates on the Democratic side. They're good candidates. There's Republicans running too who are good, but there's just not nearly the same ratio of candidates or enthusiasm, I don't think.
I mean, I think that you said something interesting there, which was, if one Democrat wins statewide office, that counts as turning Texas blue. I mean, it's certainly moving it in that direction that it hasn't been going in 20 years anyway.
Yeah, and the thing is that we with the state, I mean, I guess maybe the phrase is kind of inapt, because really that would make the state more purplish, and it's already kind of getting more purplish, and we know it's going to get more purple over time. And actually, I think that being a purple state is probably the best thing for any state, because then you have two parties that can compete. I think as far as proof of concept, can Democrats do this? That would be sort of the critical wake-up moment for everyone else.
Erica Greeter makes the argument 2018 could be the year. You can read more about it. We'll have a link to her column for the Houston Chronicle at texasstandard.org. Erica, thank you again.
Of course, thank you.